A fossil uncovered in 2016 could help shed light on the evolution of rhinos and tapir, a kind of tall, furry pig with a long snout. The 50-million-year-old mammal was found on a state-leased quarry in southwest Wyoming's Green River Formation. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports the fossil is now being prepared for research.
On a bright, cloudless day in southwest Wyoming, Rick Hebden drives over a steep dirt road to one of his quarries. He's a commercial fossil collector.
Well, like I told you what my dad said, it's like digging in the Cracker Jacks looking for the prize.
Hebden steps onto the crater-like formation and points to small black fish imprints on the ground. He explains the Green River Formation used to be covered in lakes. 50 million years ago, Wyoming had a climate like Florida, so he's used to uncovering fish fossils.
99 out of 100 times you're going to find a fish. And then sometimes you get an insect or a leaf, something that gives you a little surprise, you know. But to find the mammals, that's why I said it's crazy rare to even have them out here.
Finding a mammal is so rare because 50 million years ago, mammals were just taking off. They're evolving to become the modern animals we know today. So when Hebden found one, he was excited.
Up in this layer, right there. And that's where this new mammal was found. And it was right here.
He saw well-preserved hooves, a long femur, a tooth, and a mostly put-together rear half. Hebden reached out to a paleontologist who couldn't find a match for the species. But he did find out it might be the largest mammal ever found in the Green River Formation. Hebden's quarry was state-leased, so soon after he found the fossil, it went to the Wyoming State Geological Survey. A paleontologist in North Carolina narrowed down what it could be, finding it was likely a tapir morph, the group that gave rise to modern rhinos and tapirs. Director of University of Wyoming's Geologic Museum, Mark Clements, says that's exciting. This fossil could help answer long-held questions about where tapiomorphs came from.
Which continent was their home is a big question, and there's a lot of debate surrounding it because their fossils are kind of found all over those different continents. And maybe it's a North American origin for either tapirs, rhinos, or tapirs and rhinos based on this fossil.
An advisory board organized a search for a preparator, someone who frees a fossil from the rock. Many, like Hebden, have been anxious for the preparation, to find out just what animal it is. And now that person has been chosen.
My name is Mike Eklund.
Eklund is a specialist located in Illinois. He's just begun preparing the specimen.
The piece that I'm working on today has, according to the x-ray, a very nice articulated leg with all of the foot bones and everything.
He says the bones look almost black and are encased in tan-colored rock. He uses small needles, mini air jackhammers, and hand tools to remove the bone. But he's also been setting up technology to see what the naked eye cannot.
I've been working on using fluorescence illumination and getting images of the specimen before work is begun. But also, I spent a fair bit today getting the time-lapse photography set up.
Time-lapse photography, special lighting, extra magnification, those are all special skills Wyoming Small Advisory Board wanted in a preparator, because it can help Eklund find biological information that might otherwise be lost.
There's a lot more tissues and other things present that get missed very often that we just need to look closer for and have a chance of finding them.
Soft tissue. That's the name of the game here. It's pretty rare, but Eklund and the Geological Survey expect to find it given how well the fossil's been preserved. Soft tissue can shed light on how the animal looked, size of its snout, shape of its ears, or what its diet was. It's not guaranteed to find all that information, of course, but it could
put a better picture together of the environment it was from, as well as the actual biologic details of this mammal.
Eklund is still around 2 months away from fully removing the fossil from its rock surroundings. Once it's prepared, the specimen will be housed within the Wyoming State Geological Survey in Laramie, with the chance to be on loan for display or research elsewhere. Back at the quarry in the Green River Formation, Rick Hebden stands by the site where this special fossil was originally found. He's uncovered crocodiles, bats, and palm leaves in his lifetime of fossil hunting. But he says this is something brand new, and that's exciting, both for him and for science. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.